Today's daf is daf Pei Aleph. We got to the top, six lines down from the top. Shalchu mitam. So they sent from over there. We were discussing the halachas of laundering and bathing and inu nefesh. So shalchu mitam, whenever you say shalchu mitam, it's they sent from over there. The people in Bavel, the Talmidei Chacham in Bavel, wanted to know the psak. So they sent over there to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael responded back what exactly the answer was. So shalchu mitam, they sent over from over there. His haru b'arvuvisa, be careful with arvuvisa, which we said there are three types. It could either take place, not combing the hair. It could take place from not bathing the body, and it could take place from not tending to the clothing, not laundering the clothing. And then they also sent his haru b'chabura, be careful about a chabura. Let's see what Rashi says about there. Rashi's exactly his haru b'chabura, l'lamei tor b'chabura. So to learn a chabur is a wonderful thing, as opposed to it's yachidus. It's better to be a chabura. His haru b'bnei aniyim, be very careful with children of the poor. Says Rashi, the Ran rather, his haru b'bnei aniyim lihishtadel lelamdam Torah. One should make sure to include them as well and to teach them, even though they can't afford it necessarily. You should make sure you don't forget them. Shemehem, not only that, but Shemehem Tete Torah, says Gemara. From them are the ones, Torah is going to be coming from them. They're the ones who are going to continue the Mesorah. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Yizal Maim Midalyo, to pour water from its dalyo, from its pail, literally, but medalyo, dal in dal ela ani, also, dal refers to person who's ani. Shemehem Tete Torah, from them, Torah comes. Very interesting question. Why is it true that sons of rabbis are not always rabbis? Many times they're not rabbis. Sons of Talmid Chacham are not always Talmid Chacham. They don't follow in the path of their father. Amar of Yosef, Shelo Yomu Torah Yerusha Hilahem. The Torah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made it in such a way so people shouldn't say, oh, it's not fair. Yerusha is the only reason why that guy's a Talmid Chacham, because his father was a Talmid Chacham and his grandfather was a Talmid Chacham, was a Yerusha. They had an inheritance. But it's not fair to me. I grew up in a family that wasn't of Talmid Chachamim. It's a Yerusha. So in order for people to not to say that, not true. That Talmid Chacham's children are not that firm, or not that intelligent, not such a Talmid Chacham. It's not a Yerusha. So too, you can't claim, oh, you don't have it from your father, because everybody is able to take it. Anything in the Ran here? Right, the Ran says, interestingly, he says a practical reason, Shemehem Teta Torah. The reason why the Aniyim, B'nei Aniyim, are the ones who are the ones learning Torah, or the ones becoming Talmidei Chachamim, says the Ran, Shehein Lahem Esek Acher. They have nothing else to keep themselves busy. They have no job, no parnasa, so what do? They learn. Also, they're very humble. The Gemara in Tainus tells us why is Torah compared to Mayim, Ein Mayim Ela Torah, because just like Mayim does not rest on the top of a mountain and always falls down, so too Torah cannot rest in a person who's a Baal Gaiva. Only a person who's an Anav could be the one who could sustain the Torah. So for those two reasons, says the Ran, is why Bnei Aniyim are the ones who are Mehem Teitzei Torah.
It seems that there's two ways to understand the Adeshado Itgadaru.
We get to see Kadir, yeah.
An explanation of Yom Rushi, Torah Yerusha, one says that it's their own, the children from the Talmidei Chachamim, that shouldn't rely on that.
Uh-huh.
And then there's another, a second way to say that other people shouldn't say uh-huh. They have no chance.
Right, okay, so they're both true. Right. So I see the Ran says, takes one approach, he says, Yerusha Hilahem, Lo Yilam Du Torah, Me'acher, Shehem Somchin Shirusha Hilahem. The children of the Talmid Chacham are not going to learn. They're like, oh, it's Yerusha, I have it, it's part of me. There's no need for me to put in any effort. And as you said, the other Rishonim, I'm not sure who in particular.
I think he himself at the end.
Ron later, okay. The Rush has both these reasons. If you look at the Rush, she says, Shelo Yomu Yerusha Hilahem. Shelo Yomu Acherim Yerusha. So others shouldn't say, oh, it's Yerusha Hilahem, Levnei Eluf, for those children. Lo Matzlichim Anu, we're not going to be successful in Banu Lamod. If I even attempt to, I'm not going to try it. But if he starts to see that the children of the Talmidei Chacham are not Talmidei Chacham themselves, he'll realize it's not Yerusha, and he also has the same opportunity to become a Talmid Chacham. And the Inam in the Rush is, Shelo Yomu Bneim Ein Anu Trichim Lasuk Betor Yerusha Hilanu. And the children say, oh, my father's a Talmid Chacham, I'll also become a Talmid Chacham. There's no need for me to put any Amel. And so those are both true. Okay, back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Rav Sheish has braid the Rav Idi Omer, Kadesh lo yisgadru al hatzibor. The reason why is that the children of Talmid Chacham cannot be Talmid Chacham, so they shouldn't overtake and have control over the tzibor. Explains the Ran, Kadesh lo yiskadru al tzibor shem lo ha'isa Torah posekes mehem yagis daitam. So he says that if Torah is not going to cease from the family, it's going to continue to go from father to child to grandchild, so then they're going to become bali gaiva, and they're going to feel entitled, and they're going to take control, and with the power hungry, they're going to take control of the tzibur. Right, and the rush is along the same line, not so much about gaiva, but the same idea. He says, shli yiskadru al tzibur mitoch shem avavoseim lo mitorah. They're the teachers of the Torah. Yir tulishtar al tzibur, they're going to want to take over control of the tzibur. Says the Gemara further now. Ravashi omer mishim dekari linchi chamri. No, it's because they refer to other people as chamri. It's a penalty that they're receiving. What do you mean? I skipped off. Maybe I did. Marzucha omer mibnei shehein misgabrin al tzibur. Because there are, I'm not sure why they're different than the other one. They're overtaking the tzibur. The Ra doesn't say anything different here. The Tosos doesn't say anything different here. And maybe the Mefari says, Mipnei shehein misgabrim divadei kol mishehu tam chacham ubno tam chacham vadei misgabr. He's suddenly going to overtake the tzibur and take control. So according to the first one is an issue of bali gaiva, it seems. I'm not sure what the difference is. How is it English? Yeah.
Not so sure. It says that the first one is really that that's a preemptive measure.
Mm-hmm.
That they shouldn't lord over.
Right, you might have.
Right, but the second one is that it's really a punishment that they do. The Torah scholars do lord over everybody else, and so because they dominate, then it's like a punishment that you're.
This
kids are not
gonna do. Is a response to that.
That's
okay.
What it says here, so it's an onish.
Okay. Then comes along Rav Ashi Omer Mishum Dekaru Inshi Chamri. Says in the Farish, what does that mean? Dekaru Inshi Chamri She'ein Nogin Lam Kavod U'Mevazin Osam Mipnei Torah Shebhem. They what they call them, literally donkeys, they're referring to them, other people.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're disgracing people, they're insulting other people, and because of the lack of Kavod they have towards others, they are going to they lose the children are not going to continue in that path. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Yeah. Yeah. Not,
Is this like a consequence of being a Talmud Chacham when you call people donkeys?
That was a consequence, but I guess sometimes it could be a natural,
become critical of other people, is that the point?
Or Bali Gaiva?
High expectation.
Mm. Well, two things. One, they have no patience with their lack of understanding. You know, they're not on the same level, and they lose patience, and they're like, you know, come on, you're. The other one, it says that because people, they impose on people to do things.
Uh-huh.
I guess physical stuff.
So that's like
I'm busy learning Torah, right. You pick up the garbage, could you
So that's why, right.
Store or something like that. You
know, so maybe that's why they're saying donkeys in particular, because donkeys are the ones doing work.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. Interesting. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says further now, famous Gemara in Darm, what does it say? Ravina Omer Shein Mevarchim Betorah Tchila. The reason why the children of Talmid Chachamim are not Talmid Chachamim themselves is because they're not saying a bracha prior to learning Torah. Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Mai Dechsiv. What does the pasuk mean when it says Miha Isha Chacham Yiven Ezos Davar Zeh? So it's a pasuk found. I'm looking for the side here. In Yirmiya, so again, Miha Ish Hachacham Yavin Ezos. So who's the wise man who will understand this? So Davar Zeh Nishal Chachamim Ulenevim Vlo Pershu. They asked the Chachamim, they asked the Nevim, what exactly this is referring to? Who's that person? And Lo Pershu, they didn't have an answer. Ad Shepirshu Kadosh Baruch Hu Asman. Till Kadosh Baruch Hu himself gave the answer. Dechsiv, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, and the very next pasuk, Vayomer Hashem, Hashem said, Al Ozom Es Tarasi, the Gomer, the rest of the pasuk reads, Asher Nasati Lefnem, they left my Torah that I gave to them, Velo Shamu Bekoli, they didn't listen to my voice, Velo Halchuba, they didn't follow the path of the Torah. So what does that mean? Hainu Shamu Koli, Hainu Lo Halchuba, it's the same thing, they didn't listen to my voice, they didn't follow my path, what's the difference? Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, She'ein Mevarchim Betorah Tchila, that they didn't say Bracha prior to learning Torah. And that was the cause of destruction, the base of Mikdash, they say. That's the pasuk in Yirmiyah here. And that's also why the children of Talmid Chachamim are not Talmid Chachamim. How do we know this, that this refers to not saying a bracha b'tchila? Let's see. Hope the Ram will fill it in here. There's a decent sized Ram here. The Ram says, first Ram says, "She'ein mevarchem b'tor b'tchila tchila se'askem b'chol yom." Before they begin their day, "Dehainu lasuk b'divrei Torah b'divrei Torah v'hevna v'asher bracha." The three brachas that we say, they don't say. They did not say them. They actually did not say them beforehand. And then all the Bali Musrik point out because they learned learned Torah as another subject. They thought it was simply another intellectual pursuit, and they didn't see the chashivas in learning Torah. That's how the simple understanding of this is. And then the Ran goes on to say, "Davar zeh nishal chachamim velo pirshu." They tried to understand this pasuk, and until finally, Kadosh Baruch Hu explained to them, "Midichsiv ayom Hashem al azvam as torasi." Hashem said, "Because they left my Torah, michlal delekad yadu lahaduri taima." No one knew the answer. No one knew how to respond back. Alak Kadosh Baruch Hu bilchud. Only he knew how to answer. Umatzasi b'megilas starim shel harav arino yonas al dekara hachi daik. Dekara hachi daik. This pasuk is very, very exact. Dal shelo baruch hu b'torah tchil v'avdahar. It's because they didn't learn Torah that was the cause of the loss of the land. Dim isa al azam es tarasi kipashta. If you took the pasuk literally, mashba she'azam es tarah v'lo hayu oskim ba. Sounds like they didn't learn the Torah. They just stam weren't being oskim b'torah. Nothing to do with not saying a bracha before Torah. So how do you learn this? Kishenisha l'chachamim l'nvim lama lo pershu halo davar galu hayivakal l'farish. What do you mean? If the pasuk was really referring to people not learning, then the chachamim and nvim could have easily answered, "Oh, the reason why this happened because they didn't learn the Torah." So obviously they were learning Torah because otherwise the answer would have been so simple. So how did they not know the answer? So it must be something more sophisticated than that. Elavade oskim hayibdar tamid. They were learning constantly. They had people sitting in kolel. That wasn't a problem. That's why they didn't know what the issue was. They weren't sure why they lost the land, why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. He knew the depths of the hearts. This is the Ba'al Musa based on this Ram. The Torah wasn't chashuv in their eyes. It wasn't worthy of saying a bracha. It was no different than math, no different than science. When we talk kach, hayu mezalzim bebirchasa, they were disgraced. They would be mezalzim in the bracha. V'hainu lo halucha b'kolam bechavanasa lishma. That's what it means. They didn't walk in the way. They didn't walk in the way with the right intentions, with the right lishma. Elu divi harava chasidzal v'hem na'im v'ruin l'misha avram. Beautiful words of the Rabbeinu Yonah. So this is the famous gemara of one of the reasons why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. They didn't learn l'shem shemaim. They didn't say bracha. Says the gemara now halfway down the Amud. Isi bar Yehuda lo asa l'misifta de Riyosi tlasi yoma. 3 days passed and Isi didn't show up to the base magistrate of Rabbi Yossi. Ashcha Vardimis Rabbi Yossi, he found Vardimis, the son of Rabbi Yossi, who found who? See? Vardimis found Isi? Okay. So Amalei, so Vardimis, which probably is quite an interesting name. Sounds Greek or Roman. I don't know exactly what it was. There's a Shiloh that was asked to Rav Moshe Feinstein about using secular names to name children. So he said, certainly one's allowed to use secular names because we find all over Shas that the secular names are being used. I'm not sure if this is one of the examples, but he brings a number of examples. He brings Rishonim who have names of secular people. They have Amoraim who have names of secular people. So he thought one's allowed to.
The Maran Gittin says, Rov Yisrael Shavuchot Zaretz.
Right. Right. I think he points that Gemara also, yeah.
I also like, Rav Katzman was telling me that, you know, those double names like Menachem Mendel or also, so it seems that in Europe they put Mendel was not a, it's not really a Jewish name, so when they used to do business or during the day, during the week, they used to, their name was just Mendel, and then their real Hebrew name was Menachem.
Right.
But they took it as Menachem, we're taking it as Menachem Mendel.
Right.
Really, it's really Menachem or Berdov. Bear.
Right, right.
Same thing. Bear is not Hebrew. Yiddish.
It could be German, Yiddish, something like that.
But they used to have two names because one was for the, you know, we take it like it's all, you know.
And a lot of times that second Yiddish name is the same as the first name, just the Yiddish interpretation of that name. So it makes sense.
Right.
Bear.
Supposedly, again, this is beyond my understanding, but the Mekubalim say those Yiddish names have been, even though the German names, they've become part of actual names. Even though maybe initially, 100, 200 years ago, these names didn't exist, they weren't Yiddish names, now they've become part of it. So it becomes an issue. Some in Eretz Yisrael, oftentimes they'll make up a name for an Israeli name, whatever it might be. So some Mekubalim have a hard time with that. That's not considered a name. You can't just make up names.
It's I also, they're all making up these names.
Right. So, are you allowed to make up names? Are you not allowed to? I don't know. I'm just saying what I heard from a Mekubalim, that the Yiddish names became part of the Torah, but the Israeli names have not become. I don't know why they're different. I don't know who has the right.
The Israeli names.
Right. Exactly. Right. Right. Okay. Fine, says the Gemara now. So again, so Isi had not shown up 3 days to Yeshiva. Rabbi Yossi was the Rosh Yeshiva, it seems, and his son Vardimus had encountered Rabbi Isi along the way somewhere. So Amar Le my time alo asim mar lebe midrasha da'aba hatlas yomim. So Vardimus was inquiring why Isi had not shown up the past 3 days to Yeshiva. So Amar Le ki tami da'uvacha lo yadana. Hey Isi, I don't understand what your father's saying. It's too difficult for me. How am I going to show up if I don't understand what he's saying? Amr Le, so the son Vardimus says, Lema Mar Mai Ka Mar Le, Dilma Yadana Taima, tell me what he said, maybe I could explain the reason for it. So Amr Le, Hav the time the Brisa says that Rabbi Yossi Omer Kfizasan Kodmin Lechai Acherim Kraminalan. So your father Rabbi Yossi said that laundering of the city is going to come prior to the chayim of the neighboring city. And we said yesterday that was a machlokas, whether it meant mamash b'pikuach nefesh or not. Some Rishonim felt, if the neighboring city was mamash b'pikuach nefesh, then yes, they come before the cleaning of your own clothing. But if it's not, if it's only just additional parnasa or make parnasa easier, so that's not going to, your kvisasam will come before their additional parnasa. But what's the pasuk? How does your father Rabbi Yossi know this to be true? So I'm related. So Vardimus says, but isn't there like a character in I read one of these books many years ago, Harry Potter. Isn't there one of the Vardimus? I sound familiar now that I'm saying it over and over again.
Voldemort,
okay.
But that doesn't mean he was
Vardimus. Okay. I read it once 15 years ago, and that name sounds okay. Vardimus sounds right, though. Okay, so I'm really sorry. Dichsiv, the pasuk says, Umigarshayim Yehu Levemtam. So this is a pasuk that's found the outskirts of the Ari Miklat had a migrash, this outside the city borders, that an area where the animals were going to be settled. But the whole pasuk reads as v'hayu ha'arim lahem l'shavis. So these lands, these cities will be for the levim to live in, the Ari Miklat. There are 42 plus 6, 48 Ari Miklat, different types. There's 42 and 6. Mar Makos talks about, but total of 48 for them to live in, and that's where the Rotschim b'shogeg would go to exile. U'migrishayim ayu levemtam u'luchushim l'chochayasam. And the fields on the borders, I think the 2,000 amos or 1,000 amos around the city, would be for the animals. Okay, so what's he saying from the pasuk here? He says, Maichayusam. So what at the end of the pasuk it says, u'luchochayasam, and for all your livelihood. What does it mean, Maichayasam? So it says, Avardamas, Ilema, if you're going to say, Chaya, if it's for a wild animal, v'halo chay b'chal behema. Throughout many psukim, whenever it says the word behema, chay is included in behema. So that's already included when it says u'migershem yihu levemtam, should be for your animals. So what is the pasuk including, referring to when it says l'roch shem u'lechol chayasam, what's chayasam? Ela mai chayasam chiyu samamish. So it's in terms of livelihood. So I guess for what purpose? Just for farming? What type of chiyus is referring to there? Any other chiyusim?
Living, really, living. Living.
But I thought that was for the city to live in.
So he's going to shoot that down.
Okay. Because if shoot that, that's obvious. Well, which part is obvious, though? That the outside that? Made referring to that the city. I mean, you have the city and the outside of the city for the animals, and the city is going to be a ruchush, and it will also be for all your livelihood. Of course, the city is going to be for your livelihood. You're supposed to live in the city, but you can't make a parnasa from the city. So that's too obvious for the pasuk to be referring to. Ella, the Gemara finally concludes, and Vardimus finally concludes, this is the raya. Ella lav kavisa deha ikat sar deravuvusa. Must be something else. Obviously, your chiyus is supposed to be from the city, and now the pasuk says behema. So what's left? Chayusim, it must be referring to something else. It must be, therefore, cleaning clothing. Because if you don't, you have the tsar of the arvavusa that's going to come from that laundering the clothing. And that's the source. And hopefully from that, Isi was convinced to go back to Yeshiva.
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing?
He didn't say that he was going to. Right. He didn't say, and then he went back.
So what happened? Did anyone tell us? Did he go back? Let's see. Was he convinced?
I don't
you say Aravusa was for Aravusa? Was that the hair? Which one?
All three of them. It was called Aravusa. Aravusa Dhamma.
Ah, okay. So Aravusa is like lice or dirt or something.
Right. If you look down at the bottom, look at the Rush for a moment. Just he kind of clarifies this point of the this Raya here. He says, "Dichsiv u'migreshem yehu levemtam u'lerchushem u'lechok hayasam." Kolomer mayim, referring to particularly the water of the city. The mayim of the city, shibesocham lahashkos behemtam v'gam lekvisasan. The water from the city of the Ari Miklat should be used for the animals to drink and also for your laundering of the clothing. The leklameimar lechol chayasam l'shtias adam. It can't be talking about that water for the man to drink. The midichashav lehubadi behemtam. The fact that it's coupled together with animals. The mayim haruin l'shtias behema. The water is fit for drinking for feeding animals, not for man, I guess. Elavale lekvisa kamar. It must be referring to something else that you could use water with. Interesting. So he has a little bit different than our Gemara. Gemara thought chayasam, if it meant people themselves, that's pshita. According to the Rashi, it's not pshita. The water actually wasn't drinkable for people. It was only drinkable for the animals. Yeah, exactly. The Hagos Fetzinim point out here that he must not have the gears of Peshitta in the Gemara. But again, it makes it a little clearer. The Drash here referring to the water. The water in the city, what's the purpose of the water? So the purpose of the water is for the animals and for the Kvisa. Says the Gemara now, the two dots, Amar V'yosi, Ein Elu Nidre Inu Nefesh. So initially, Tanakama had, everyone agrees that Inu Nefesh, the father or the husband is able to be Mefer. And the Tanakhama gave examples of Erchasim, Lo Erchasim, Miskashim, Lo Iskashim. Those were examples of Inui Nefesh. If she doesn't take a bath, it's going to cause Tsar. Yossi said that those were not considered Inui Nefesh, and he gave a list of his own Inui Nefesh. So Gemara says, now Amar Ibarilu, the Rabbi Yossi. They wanted to know the following Shaila within the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Mahu Shiyafir Mishum Dvarm Shibbeino Leveino. Yossi only tells us about examples of Inui Nefesh, but he doesn't mention anything about things that are personal between husband and wife. Will he think that she, or rather he, can be made for those types of Inyanim between him and her? So Tashma, the Gemara brings a Raya. Amar Yossi, Ein Elu Nidre Inui Nefesh. These are not Nidre Nefesh. Aval Dvarm Shebeino Leveino Havyan. But, the Deek the Gemara wants to make is, but it is considered things that are between him and her, and therefore, you can't make for it. Meaning, what he's saying is, you can't make for them on the grounds of them being inu nefesh. You can, however, be made for them on the grounds of them being beino leveino.
The whole question is really, does Rabbi Yossi hold that these things of rechita and kishut are beino leveino or not?
Uh-huh.
Even though you say that they're not inu nefesh, does he hold that it's beino leveino or not?
Okay, because so. I think it's the Ron. If you look at the Ron, the first wide line down, Ibar Lehul Rabbi Yossi Ma'al Shiyafer Mishum Dvar Mishibenu Levena Berchita VeKishut DePaligalayu Derban. He argues that these are not Inu Nefesh, but maybe he'll think that these things are personal between the two of them. Mi Amrinan, do we say within Rabbi Yossi the Dafka Mishum Inu Nefesh DePaligalayu Dilo Mefer? Only on the grounds of Inu Nefesh can you not be made for these Dvarim about Mishum Dvar Mishibenu Levena Modi Rabbi Yossi DeMefer. But on the grounds of them being personal between the two of them, then you can be made for them according to Rabbi Yossi. But nafkamina de la rabbanon the amri inu nefesh havi mefer bein latzim bein lacherim. Nafkin would be according to rabbanon something that's inu nefesh you can be made for whether it applies whether it's going to impact the husband himself or it'll impact others. Doesn't make a difference. Inu nefesh has the ability of being moved far across the board no matter who it impacts. Rabbi Yossi dafka latzim mefer lacherim inu mefer. But when it comes to Rabbi Yossi, only since it's personal bathing and dressing up. His personal, only those grounds can he be made for, but if it affects others, then he cannot be made for. That's an afkamina. Fine. So Gemara makes that a first attempt at saying maybe the only reason why Rabbi Yossi cannot be made for these things is because of inu nefesh. But on the grounds of beino leveino, maybe that would be enough to be made for even according to Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara says, you can't bring me a deek like that because dilma ledidhu kamerlu. Maybe he's only responding within the world of the Rabbanan. According to you guys who are using Inu Nefesh as a basis, that's not considered Inu Nefesh. The Di, though, according to me, I feel the Dvar Moshe Beino Leveino Lo. Lo Havin. So, but me, that even things that are between me and her, husband and wife, her father and daughter, that is not enough ground to be made for in general. According to you, Dar Misa Havin Nidu Inu Nefesh, according to you who think these things are considered Inu Nefesh, Odi Li, admit to me, De'ain Elu Nidu Inu Nefesh. It's not Inu Nefesh. Meaning, I agree within your world you're allowed to be made for it. But that's on the grounds of Beinu Levena, but not on the grounds of Inu Nefesh. That's, in essence, what his response could be. So it's not a riot from our Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi holds of Dvarim Beinu Levena are grounds for being Mefer. Semai, what's the bottom line here? So the Gemara says, I want to do that Ram before. Okay, well, maybe I'll come back to it. So Mai, so what's the Psach Halacha? Rav Adar Bar Ava, Omer, Mefer, and Rav Huna Omer, Ein Mefer. So Rav thinks one can be made for because the Ran says, the last Ran on the page says, De'ika k'peda l'baal b'hachi. There's k'peda. And I guess he paskins that things are beino l'veino. Rav Yossi thinks one can be made for. But Rav Huna says, ain't a made for, one's not allowed to made for. Why? Going on to Amun Beis now. Shelo matzinu shu'al shemeis ba'afer pir. You'll never find a fox that dies in the dirt of a pier. Let's see what the Ran says. Shemes ba'afar pier, ba'afar chafirasa shudar botamid. He's not going to die in his own house, in his own dirt that he digs.
Foxhole.
A fox, all right. Mm-hmm. So shemitoch shehu ragil sham, since that's his habitat. Eino niskal ba'afar shel osaguma. He's not going to trip and fall into his own hole. Kach ze mitoch kach ze. So to hear, he won't be regular. He's not going to be concerned. Perhaps she's going to tie a hair if she will not take a bath. What? Did I misread that one?
Uh-huh.
Right, he's so used to her, you know. Okay.
That's why it's been all the enough for her not to bathe. It's for pubic hair.
Uh-huh.
I would have thought just living with her.
Right, and with the toilet. Right, and I guess he sees without her makeup. He sees without her pretty clothing on plenty, so he's used to that. So right, with the Tosafot Ridge quote down here saying in the Masifta, Kevin Shein Habal Machbid Af Bekishat Shalmata, it's just like a husband's not Machbid on the Kishat, the hair, or the comb of the hair of the below, Kol Shekein Shein Machbid Bekishat Ragil Bekichi Kal Pirga, so there's not Machbid on the hair above. He sees it when she's not always so dressed properly, when she's not always decked out. So he's not so Machbid on this. So that's the Nimshal here of this, the foxhole. And for that reason, he's not going to be Machbid. And Rabbi Yossi thinks that he cannot be made for Dvarim Shebeino Levino.
But we're saying before that Rabbi Yossi holds there is something that could be Beino Levino, just this isn't Beino Levino, or he doesn't hold the whole parasha of Beino Levino.
It sounds like across the board, right, I guess in theory, there could be something that he's Machbid on, but he's saying that he never will be Machbid. There's never going to be an application. So in essence, that category doesn't exist just because there's no example. But he's not right. He's not saying it. Right. That's what it sounds like. I guess yeah. Theoretically, it could exist, but practically, it does not. So I think. Okay. Says the Gemara now. Tanya Kavase the Rav Ada Bar Ava. There's a brisa that supports the opinion of Ada, who is the one who said that he can be mefer. There are going to be examples of dvarim shebeino levino. What's the price? I say the dvarim sheyesh behen ino nefesh mefer beino bein beino levena bein beino levena acherim. Like we've been saying before, if it's something that is based on ino nefesh, that's going to cause her some tremendous discomfort. Whether or not it's going to impact him, whether it's going to impact others, that's grounds for being mefer. If it's shein ba ino nefesh, if there is not discomfort, beino levena mefer beino levena acherim ino mefer. If it's something that's personal, then he's allowed to be mefer. But if it's something that applies to other people only, then he's not allowed to be mefer. Ketad, what are your examples? Amr, if she says, Konim Peris Alai Hariz Yefer. If she says that all these fruit are going to be ushered to me, that's considered Inu Nefesh, and he can be Mefer. If she says, Konim Shini Osa Lefi, Abba Lefi Achicha Lefi Avicha, Lefi Achi, Shlatin Tevin Lefnei Bamtecha, Umayim Lefnei Bakarcha, Ein Yachal Lehafer. If she says, I'm not going to do anything, whatever your father, my father says, whatever your brother says, whatever your father says, all these different applications, I'm not going to do it. there's no inu nefesh involved there, there's no issue of bein levena involved there, then you're not allowed to be mefer. But if she says, shel ekchel, shel efkel, shel shamish mitasi, she says, I'm not going to put eyeshadow on, I'm not going to put any makeup on, I'm not going to have tashmish with you, any of those, he can be mefer, mishim dvar mishim bein levena, because those are applying that specifically to him. Even though there's not inu nefesh, she's not going to be any discomfort, it still is something personal and is enough grounds to be mefer. If she says, shel atzia lecha mitascha, I'm not going to make your bed, shel amzika lecha sakos, I'm not going to pour wine for you, shel erchas lecha panecha, I'm not going to bathe your hand, your face, ayadecha raglecha, I'm not going to bathe you at all, ein tzarech lafer, there, you don't need to do hafara. Sounds like you might be able to, but you don't need to do hafara there.
No, because it's a chiyuv.
It's a chiyuv.
Remember we learned that there's, what are the chiyuv from?
Marang suvis.
Yeah.
Right, so, but I'm saying... Okay, let's look at the... let's look one more line and look at the run. But according to Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Yefer, I guess, means that you have to be made for these. Shenemar lo yachal dvaro. That you can't desecrate, go violate your words. And... The Rach, I think it's a different drasha there. So let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says, "Shlo etain teven levnei avam techa levnei bekarcha ein yachol lahafer." Mishum de lo mishabdi la. She's not obligated to do these services for her husband. V'alfa gav de beperk alfa pi asiknen de kofuli tain teven levnei avam techa. He can force her actually to give teven to his animal. V'hausam ari b'shlo hechnisa lo arba shvachos de kaim lan hausam. Where she did not bring in with her four assistants, four servants. The Yoshevet Bekadra Ve'eno Yachayves Lo B'Dvarim Halalu. Afil Hachi, so even though there's such an example where he could force her to do that, Afil Hachi, despite that fact, Nadr Shalo Asilacha Mitascha V'chul Eintarach L'Hafer. If she takes another not to spread the bed, not to make the bed, he doesn't need to be made for Mishum Dekayim Alam Ha'asam Afil Hachnis Lo Kama Shvachos M'chuyavas B'Hachi L'Fish Advarim Halalu M'vin L'Dei Kir Hadas. Because these things, even though she could bring in hundreds and hundreds of shvachos, this is something that she's obligated to do, and you don't need to do a farah. That's what you're saying. Then that there's achal.
Right,
you can't be okay. You're a shibud. She has an obligation. But according to Rabbi Gamliel, now even this requires a farah. Says Ron, Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Yefer afagav de lochal nidra. Even though the nether's achal, because she can't be paka of the shibud, she has an obligation to do. So why do you need the hafara? Afil hachi tzarach lahafer midir baran. There's a concern that, oh, I made a nether and my husband wasn't made for it, I'm violating the nether, so I guess other nedarim also I can make and there's no need for a hafara. So to prevent that from happening, we require a midirban, a hafara, even though there's no need for one, because really the nether's not chal in this case.
So that's according to Rabban Bill, if he waited more than one day and he wasn't made for it.
Interesting.
Then she would need a petach, or she would just say no one. That's it.
Good question.
Presumably not. It's not chal. He's just, you have to go through this ceremonial hafara. Just
right. That's what it seems.
It's not chal.
It seems like it's not.
But let's say you don't. 24 hours pass. At that point, do you require him to do hafara? Then you're going to say, oh, I could do hafara after 24 hours, but other than the darmoso. But if you don't do it, then people would say, oh, you don't need hafar at all. So let's see. Not seeing anything back here.
I think it's because we're holding on the Ran's explanation, so there's somebody explaining the Ran.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Okay. Interesting question. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Dover Acher. Another interpretation of the Pasuk Lo Yachal Dvaro means, again, Rabbi Gamliel uses Lo Yachal Dvaro. Really, it's not a real source here, because it's the reason for the hafara is so that by another nether she won't violate another nether. It's not a real source for the basis of a hafara here. The Rach, another interpretation of the drasha here of lo yachal dvaro is lo yachal dvaro mikan L'chacham she'en matir nidrei atzma. A person cannot be meichel his own dvarim. He cannot be matir his own nether. He needs to go, even though he's a big talmid chacham, he might be a mumcha, might be even a samach, and everyone would agree he's considered a qualified as a yachim mumcha. He cannot be matir his own nedarim because lo yachal dvaro, he can't be meichel his own dvarim. That's what the drasha means. Says the Ran, davar achel lo yachal dvaro mikan l'chacham she'en matir nidrei atzma. Says the Ran, k'de dashinan hu eino meichel aval achrim mochel lo. He can't do it, but others can be mochel him. My davar acha is wondering this also. What exactly is this davar acha? Davar acha sounds like there are two real drushas. The first drusha wasn't a real drusha. You don't mention davar acha when the first drusha is not a real drusha. I think that's going to be his question. He says, My davar acha, it wasn't a real drusha in the first place. So why is there a davar acha here? Benir b'einai, the Rabbi Gamliel, damar yefer dvaro, because the darish, the afilu midi delom mikre neder, el davar ba'alma, amar kradu liyachel. The chiddush is that something that's not really a nether, it's just something he says, a person will violate lo yachal dvara. Then he did lo lucky, even though he won't get malchus because it's not a real nether, afilu hachi came into efshir b'hafara, b'lo hafara lo yachal. Since it's possible with a hafara, without a hafara then, he will not be lo yachal, won't be mochel. So what he's saying is, a person's statement alone, even though it may not qualify as a nether, still has certain effects. And if he goes against his word, he says he's going to do something, but doesn't make another, and he doesn't do that. He promised, but he says, I'm going to do something. It doesn't follow through. That's actually in violation of deraisa. And Rambam Leo says that really maybe the need for hafar is in fact the real din deraisa. And based on that, behind the kamar deracha, that's what the Gemara says. There's another drasha here. Tiahu devaro gufay kederash Rambam Leo lahachi midachvini and so on. Fascinating. Dvar sheker tirchak. That's in essence where the drasha is here also. Okay, the Gemara says now, Man Shmeinan, who's the one who taught or heard the Amar Shelo Akol Lishlo Efkom Dvar Mishe Beino Leveina Havin Rabbi Yossi V'Katani Demefer Mishim Dvar Mishe Beino Leveina. So we brought this whole discussion here to teach us. We wanted to know, does Rabbi Yossi ever admit that Dvarim there that you can be Mefer Dvar Mishe Beino Leveina? And the Brisa was supposed to support Rav Ad Bar Abba, who says, yes, he does allow it to be mefer by Dvar Mishabeinu Leveina. So now we finally get to the conclusion. So who is the one who taught us that person, Shlo Echol v'Shlo Efko, Dvar Mishabeinu Leveina? That's Rabbi Yossi. So what's that referring to? If you look at the Ran, Ran says, the last narrow line, Man Shmasle, Damar Shlo Echol, Shlo Efko, Dvar Mishabeinu Leveina, Havi, Rabbi Yossi, Dila Rabbanan Mishim Nidri Inu Nefesh with the mefer. So who's the one who could categorize not putting makeup on as Dvar Mishabeinu Leveina? It couldn't be the Chachamim, because they said that's categorized as Inu Nefesh. So Rabbi Yossi says that's not Inu Nefesh. So what's left? It must be Rabbi Yossi categorized. He's the one who categorizes it as Dvar Mishabeinu Leveina, and yet he allows you one to be Mefer. V'katani, finishing the Gemara off here, at least this stage of the Gemara, V'katani, the Mefer, Mishum Dvarim Shabeinu Leveina. And that's the Raya for V'ada Ba'arava.
This is independent to what we explained before, that Rabbi Yossi explained that we can explain Rabbi Yossi according to that he says, for me you can't even do that according to you, Chachamim. What do you hold?
That was a suggestion. That wasn't a conclusion. We suggest maybe that's one way around it. Now Gemara has a clear...
This is a concrete that Rabbi Yossi holds that it's been over now.
Exactly. Okay, the interesting, if you go
the
to the...
Ran really told us a plot ago, as the Ran told us when he asked, why is that a question? About why you, the Mishnah says the neder and not talk about the tonight. Why didn't ask that question again by the next case, the bottom run?
Mm-hmm.
He said because then he wouldn't abuse the lashon of Inui Nefesh, which implies it is a Bein Olena.
Uh-huh. So you already alluded that to
that.
Okay. It looks like an interesting run here. The run, the first wide line down, we have 10 minutes. Let's run through it quickly. Mishum Shinemar lo yachal dvaro mani Rabbi Gamliel. Two wide lines down now in the run. The darish dvaro lomar, the afilu midei sheino neder gamar el dibur ba'alma, even though it's not a real bona fide neder, rather it's a statement of a person, afilu hachi lo yachal, person shouldn't desecrate, should not violate that word, he said. Kadesh lo yinog halas rosh bin adarm gumum, because that might lead to violating real full-fledged nedarim. So too, things that persons knowing an iser on something that's actually mutter, but he keeps it for himself a minhag as an iser, that's going to be for him, Dvar Masrim has to keep it. So just let's say, for example, person takes upon himself Chalv Yisrael. He knows Chalv Stam is really mutter, but for himself he wants to be machmer and keep it as an iser. So for him, he has to really treat that as an iser, and he can't violate it because he says, okay, you know what, I'm in the mood for Chalv Stam today, and if he's going to violate that minhag that he took upon himself, he might end up violating a real nether that he took upon himself. Exactly right. Umikan haya omira harav Yehuda Cohen shimnag adam shalaloch lecha basir losas lishas yain bizman miyuchad. Person takes upon himself not to eat meat or wine over a course of a certain period of time. V'shuv rotz lishas yain lecha basir b'osas man tar heter. He wants to now change his mind. He needs a heter. He never said it, took upon himself a nether. He just said it. So even that requires hataras nadarim. He says very important. Back to the Gemara now. Gemara now says, Amar Mar, Ushlo Eshamash Mitasi Yefer, Mishin Dvarm Shebeni Lavaina. So if a woman says, a wife says to her husband, I'm taking a nether not to have tashmish with you anymore, he's going to be Mefer. Because it's something that applies between him and her. Heichidami, what exactly is the case here? Ilema the Amar Hanas Tashmishi Alecha, if she says, my tashmish is going to be usher to you, Lamali Hafar, why is there a need for Hafara? She has no right to be paka that. It's an obligation. It's a service. Ella, bomeres hanas tashmishecha alai. She prohibits your, the husband's tashmish onto her. That's not an obligation. Uchderav ukravkana, the number of kana, hanas tashmishi alecha kofa umusham shasa. If she says, my tashmish is usher to the husband, doesn't make a difference. She has no right to do that. But if she says, hanas tashmishecha alai, but if she prohibits his tashmish onto her, that she doesn't want to get hana, then yefer, one can be made for that. She'ein machilines ha'adam davar ha'asr lo. Because you have to do hafara, and you're allowed to do hafara, there's need for hafara, because you can't feed a person something that's asr to him. So we first have to be made for undo the nether, and then she is permitted to him. So man tana, ha, who authored the following braisa? So the tanya, dvar ha'mutarim v'acherim nahagubam iser. I guess that was around, I jumped ahead a little bit. The person who is something that's actually mutter, but others are keeping it as an iser, iata rasha linhog behem heter. You cannot say, okay, it's mutter. You can't tell them it's mutter in front of them. Kadei levalan, in order to mivata that minog that they have. Mishum shenema lo yachal dvaro. So, because the pasuk says not to desecrate the word. A person has a divra, has a minog he took upon himself. Don't be mochel. Don't be mechal. Davaracher. Alternatively, like we said above, lo yachal dvaro means mikan latam lechacham shein mefer nidrei atzmam. And so, or alternatively, a Talmud Chacham cannot be made for his own Nadarim, but others can be made for it for him. Who said this money? This must be Rabbi Ben Gamliel, like we saw above, that this requires a Hafara, not according to the first opinion, that does not require Hafara. Okay, I imagine some interesting things in the back here on this topic of Dvarim HaMutarim V'Achim Nagav Isser. But we only have a few minutes left anyways.
Fine, yesterday some little story. It's about Yachal Dvara, isn't it? She had infertility services, and so she had, I don't know, IVF, whatever, she had some type of infertility treatment.
Who was this infertility?
It was a client of mine.
Oh, okay.
And she said that, so she went to the doctor the first time, and they said, you know, one embryo has taken, there's one that took. And the next time she came, they said that there's actually two embryos. And they said it was two. She, you know, she was not so happy about that. She goes back again, and she says to the nurse, like as she's starting to check her, she goes, so how are the three of them doing? Because she's like almost jokingly expected that was the third baby. And she said, oh, they're all doing fine. She said, what do you mean? I said three of them. She's like, yeah, they're three embryos. I said, Kat, what do you mean they're three embryos? There's a 1 in 7 million chance that there could be enough extra embryo that somehow it could break off after it's already, I don't know the science of it, but it's like that it could break off and create another embryo when it's, and be a viable third embryo.
Oh wow.
And she actually had the two turn into three. And I'm saying to her that your words are very powerful, like the fact that you said three, how are the three of them doing? It's almost like we view it as like preordained that like now that could be.
Right.
Said it was one. It's like it happens to one person a year that, after already, the embryos are
conceived or something.
They're viable and they're alive. It's like so at a few weeks of birth. broke into another child.
So
it's not the egg that
she's broke. Taking the three or no?
No, so then the third one didn't survive. It's common, it doesn't survive, she said. But just your words are so powerful, man.
But they were already inside her or what?
Yeah.
They were already inside
her already.
Okay, sure. Powerful words.